This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will launch the election campaign in Kerala with a roadshow at Palakkad town this morning in support of NDA candidates. The roadshow will be held on a 1 kilometre stretch from Kotta Maidan to the head post office road in the town. After the roadshow, Mr. Modi will leave for Salem in Tamil Nadu, where he will address a public meeting this afternoon. Yesterday evening, he held a roadshow in Coimbatore. Mr. Modi also paid homage to the victims of the Coimbatore serial bomb blast that rocked the city in the year 1998. Earlier in the day, Mr. Modi held a public meeting at Jagdial in Telangana. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister criticised Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for his remarks on Shakti. He said the spot on the moon where Chandrayaan 3's lander Vikram touched down has been named as Shiv Shakti Point. Meanwhile, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi has clarified that his reference to Shakti is for the power that has captured India's voice, institutions and the entire constitutional structure of the country is in its clutches. In a social media post, Mr. Gandhi accused Prime Minister Modi of twisting the meaning of his comments. Prime Minister Modi appreciated Bulgarian President Rumen Radev on expressing gratitude to the Indian Navy for successfully carrying out a rescue operation on the hijacked Bulgarian ship. Replying to the message of the Bulgarian President in a social media post today, the PM said, India is committed to protecting the freedom of navigation and combating piracy and terrorism in the Indian Ocean region. He further expressed happiness over the safe homecoming of 7 Bulgarian nationals. Yesterday, the Bulgarian President expressed gratitude to the Indian Navy for rescuing its crew, including 7 Bulgarian citizens, from its hijacked ship MV Rouen. The National Democratic Alliance NDA allies in Bihar have finalized their seat-sharing agreement. Under it, the BJP will fight on 17 Lok Sabha seats, Janata Dal United, JDU on 16 and Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas on 5 seats. Former Chief Minister Jitan Ram Manjhi led Hindustani Awam Morcha and Upendra Kushwaha's Rashtriya Lok Morcha will contest 1 seat each. The announcement was made by BJP General Secretary Vinod Tawade in New Delhi yesterday. The Election Commission has ordered large-scale transfers of bureaucrats ahead of the Lok Sabha polls. The Commission removed the Home Secretaries in 6 states along with the Director General of Police of West Bengal. Sources said that the Home Secretaries have been removed in Gujarat, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Jharkhand, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand. The Secretaries of the General Administrative Department in Mizoram and Himachal Pradesh have also been shifted. Besides, the poll body has ordered the removal of Brihan Mumbai Municipal Commissioner Iqbal Singh Chahal as well as additional commissioners and deputy commissioners. President Draupadi Murmu has asked civil services officers to make use of the latest technologies such as artificial intelligence, blockchain and big data analytics for an efficient and smart administration. She said convergence of new ideas and new technologies with rich and varied experiences can bring such impactful changes that one cannot even imagine. President Murmu was addressing the state civil services officers at Rashtrapati Bhavan yesterday. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh held a telephonic conversation with U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin. Both ministers briefly discussed a range of bilateral, regional, security and defense cooperation issues. They reviewed the recent bilateral events such as the IndusX summit held in New Delhi last month and the bilateral tri-service exercise Tiger Triumph. The U.S. Secretary of Defense appreciated the important role being played by the Indian Navy in conducting anti-piracy operations in the Indian Ocean region. The two ministers discussed ways and means to implement the India-U.S. Defense Cooperation Roadmap, which was concluded last year. Other defense industrial cooperation issues, such as repair of U.S. naval ships in Indian shipyards, were also briefly discussed. And New Delhi is ranked the world's most polluted capital city for the 4th consecutive year since 2018. According to Air Quality Report 2023, conducted by Swiss organization IQ Air, Delhi's PM2.5 levels worsened in these years. And that is the end of this news bulletin.